Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Whatever, you're ready there, fire away.
Episode 249 of the best podcast in the country.
Oh, boy, Jesus.
You're very welcome.
With the most
loyal,
humble hosts.
Most humble hosts. The best blokes in the country.
And the most handsome, I'd say.
I wouldn't say that.
The sexy. Welcome to episode 249 of the sexiest podcast.
The sexiest looking blokes on a podcast in the country.
Ever. Second to none. Not even the two sexy Johnnies. The sexy Johnnies. What?
The two sexy Johnnies.
How the fuck are you?
Yeah, good, man. Just thinking what we should rename the podcast to.
Sex It.
Sex It with Darren and Joe. Young Hot Guys. Yeah.
Two Hot Guys.
Two Hot Guys. I'm Granda. We call it I'm Granda.
I'm a granda.
No, like, I'm grand-da.
Oh, yeah. Set up a good idea, yeah.
I'm granddad. It sounds like I'm saying I'm granddad.
Yeah.
I'm granddad.
Look at me, I'm granddad.
Hate that ad. It's your granddad.
That's an ad.
It's stuck in my head, I don't know where it's
What's
from.
The ad from? I don't know that reference.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's from, but it's there in the adosphere part of me head. It's your granddad. Does that not ring a bell to you? You watch some TV.
You had a fun weekend.
I did.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Where were you?
London. In it.
In it, bruv.
London, in it, bruv.
What the fuck were you doing in London?
I was at the Tyson Fury fight.
Oof. Jeepers.
Was it
deadly?
Class.
I thought it was in Wembley. It was in the Tottenham Stadium.
Yeah.
The championship team.
Championship team.
Jesus,
yeah.
That's mad.
Soon to be championship team. Some stadium. It's such a shame.
It's great for the championship.
It's great for the championship that all them teams get to go to that stadium.
Amazing. Wasn't that a weird fight?
Yeah.
It was like
sluggish.
I mean, it was just weird that Tyson Fury took that fight.
Yeah. Did you watch that Fury season 2 on Netflix?
Me keeping up with the Furies, yeah. Or something? No.
It starts off, like they must have literally, like it dropped on Sunday, the fight was Saturday, so they must have edited in at the start, like a piece of writing saying that he came out of retirement and beat your man. So like, the editors must have just like, been standing by waiting to like put that text in before it aired.
Yeah.
On Netflix, not aired, but like went up on Netflix the next day, like. But
the amount of times he's retired...
Loads of times.
The man, like, he just can't stay retired. But
it's all
I
he knows,
sport,
though, isn't it?
I don't think you can retire from sport, can you? You're just, like, doing it. You're having a fight.
Look at Paul Scholes, like, you can't retire from sport. Send him coming back and be in class again.
For a week or
two. For a week or two. You're never retired. Even pundits, they're still involved. They're not retired. They're still there. Still talking about football. Be like if we retired from podcast and we'd end up going on a podcast.
How was the boxing match? Did you watch all of the fights? Did you watch the undercards?
There was no matches on. Everyone retired.
They all retired?
No. There was a few matches on. We got there at like 7 and then Tyson Fury was walking at like 10, quarter past 10 or something. So we missed a lot of the undercard. But like,
fuck them.
Grant.
Yeah.
But we've seen like the fight, two fights before Conor Benn and then the Tyson fight. The entrances are class. That's what you go for. Like, it's just the entrances. And it was dedicated to Ricky Hatton.
Yeah, that was nice when you said that. It's me.
Your man he was fighting. Can't pronounce the fella's name. We'll just say the fella he was fighting.
Tyson Fury was fighting. Yeah. Was he from Ukraine? Or Russia? From Russia or Ukraine? Somewhere.
We'll check. We'll check, will we?
Amanda, yeah. Arslan Bek Makhmudov?
Yeah.
Makhmudov
or something, yeah. But he was throwing some fucking hooks.
Some neck on him.
Oh, stop.
He didn't neck like a bus stop. It was
He just gassed out quick though.
Heavyweights do.
Tyson wasn't gassed out. He went the whole way. Like, he didn't look like extremely bollocks. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised he didn't knock him out. Your man could take a punch.
Yeah, though. Yeah. To really knock out a heavyweight, a fellow heavyweight. I don't know,
usually
happens a lot.
Like, they usually
happens
end
a lot.
Anyway. Yeah.
What we're talking about. Like, it always happens.
I don't know. Your man was on the ropes a few times, and then it felt as though Tyson Fury just kind of let him off a little bit.
Yeah.
He was happy to just get the rounds in.
Beat him on points. Come back achieved. He should go. He should just leave now. He got a win. Make his last fight a win.
Everyone wants to see the Anthony Joshua fight.
Yeah, he called him out after.
Were you there for that? Or yeah, were you leaving then?
I was there for it, yeah.
Yeah? So yeah. You were ringside. People want to know that.
Ringside-ish, but like close, very close.
Could you see the fight without looking at the screens?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty
like
cool.
There was like ringside, barriered, and then there was like the section behind, and then there was a few seats back from there. But like, you'd never afford these fucking tickets. Like,
no.
Like, some people will, but they're not going to fork it out. Like, what would be the point?
You got them for free.
Thank God.
Jesus, man. Lucky.
Lucky.
It's a great opportunity to see one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
Yeah.
Fighting. Ringside. Yeah. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
It's weird to look at live, though. Like, in such a big, huge stadium like that, when you're just right there, like... Because, like, when you're on when you're watching on TV, same with football match, you just hear the commentary. You're with it more because you can hear the commentary, and
yeah,
there's a bit of excitement too. How the commentary is speaking about the fight and like the anxiety of it all, but like, it's just like they're boxing the head off each other, and they're just sitting there like, you could just hear punches. Like,
can you hear the leather smack?
Yeah,
man, that's. Do you have a? When you're watching it on TV, you're kind of disconnected from it, but when you're watching someone boxing the head off somebody else in front
of you, it's like you're just watching someone fighting on the street.
Yeah.
Just that it's in this big spectacle.
Yeah.
And it's all closed off. It's just like, I've seen this before somewhere. I was outside a chipper.
Does it make you want to do it? When I watch boxing,
I'm in
the club. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do it now. I'm fucking nearly 34. I never know.
Hey, it's still young, man. Make that fucking comeback.
Strange of things have happened. If I went to snooker, I'd want to be a snooker player.
Yeah, I know, but there's something about the boxing. Like, you just kind of, even watching it, you're kind of in the ring
after,
with them. Like,
after I was saying to myself, should have took that up years ago. Should have just went up the wefta, bit the bullet.
It's not too late, man. You could do a white collar yoke. No. Could you do a bit of training even?
Nah.
No?
Be like your man Butterbean.
Who's he?
Is he retired?
Who's Butterbean?
Oh no, he was a bleeding wrestler. Big fella.
What the fuck?
Butterbean's a wrestler, wasn't he? With the Butterbean fella.
Butterbean, born Eric Eshk, is a retired professional boxer and martial artist.
He's a boxer. I thought he was into wrestling as well, I think, though.
Competed in professional wrestling, including WWE and WrestleMania.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wasn't wrong.
Big fella.
Big fella.
He's a big fella.
He's a big fella.
Oh, he is a big boy.
He looks like a bean.
A bean. He has a head like a bean.
Like a jelly bean.
Is he no longer with us?
No, he's over there in the corner.
All right, Bobby.
And today's special guest. Is he dead?
He definitely is.
He's quoted in an article in 2024.
If you go on to Google, it'll just say it straight away.
No, it's not coming up straight away.
It'll tell you.
Oh, he's alive and well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
Good for him.
Eric Butterbean, born 13th of August 1966.
Ah, great to hear.
Currently 57, is alive and well.
He's only young.
Could come out of retirement.
He could make a comeback.
So, last week, you were gearing yourself up to be a poker player. So, is it?
It's boxing now.
Boxing now.
Boxing and poker.
I'd have some thump on me. With a bit of training.
Do you think so? Oh, you'd be. You've got long arms and everything, man.
I'd be like your man Andy Ruiz.
Yeah.
The underdog. Just catch you up one. You'd be gone.
Thomas Carty would give you a bit of training.
I'd end up flattening him though.
Yeah.
He'd train me and then I'd fight him and beat him. I wouldn't want to do that to him.
Like a Rocky story.
Yeah.
Creed. Darren Creed Conway. The student becomes the master.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
It'd be like, he'd be like Obi-Wan Kenobi and I'd be Anakin Skywalker. Then I'd just
box the head off him.
Yeah, just well, he'd beat me and then I'd come back as Darth Vader and have a few more knocks.
That'd be very embarrassing for him.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? If you battered him.
He was like, oh, we do a bit of content. Yeah, we do a bit of content around that. Yeah, that'd be funny. Go for the profiles. Then I'd just mill him.
Knocked him into retirement.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, what the fuck, lads?
Eddie Hearn's like, wow.
15
million. You've got it, mate. You've got it.
15 million fight deal. Let's end up at Wembley. On the undercard.
Crow Park. Wasn't Eddie Hearn over?
It's not happening, is it?
I don't know.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
What did he say? I think it was pretty good that he was over talking about renting.
He was over chatting about it, but like, I don't know. I just can't see it happening.
I can see it happening, but the tickets will be astronomical.
Yeah.
Because Crow Park would rent it out, but they'll charge a fortune. But maybe Eddie Hearn just goes over to the Aviva and just says, oh, yeah, okay, half the price, do it here. Why not?
Mm. Some heads at that boxing, though.
Oh, look you.
Gary Lineker.
Was he there? Did you say, how are you?
Right beside us, like.
No way.
I just kind of, like, so many people are going to fucking say hello to him, like, do you know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
And then Micka Richards and stuff like that.
Were you near that, Anthony Joshua?
No, he was over, like, the other side on the left. But I didn't see him until, like, I just heard him on the mic. You can't see him when he's even on the mic, like.
Yeah.
Because he was sitting down, like.
And everyone was standing.
Were you
like, sit down, I can't see him.
It's not even in your eye line, like, you can't see it at all. Like, the ring is a bit higher up than your eyesight, like, so you can't really see over that direction, but you just hear it happening.
And he was like that. Did you watch it back? He had his fingers up at him and everything.
Yeah.
And then when the camera cut to him, then he just put it down.
Mm.
Like, oh my God. There's real fucking beef there, I'd say.
There was, like, people around that area where I was sitting, where, like, I was just looking at them, and I'm like, there's somebody, like.
Everybody's somebody.
Just wearing, like, fucking Louis Vuitton shorts and stuff, like, you just know straight away, like, they have a few quid.
DHK.
Just love to know what they do. Because they're no one that you'd know from, they're not like a public figure, like, you know, they're probably like behind the scenes somehow.
Behind the scenes people, yeah.
Management. Crypto or something.
Oh, yeah. EFT.
A lot of that.
Definitely.
A lot of that. Or someone that just owns oil.
Like a barrel of it.
Give us some.
Wash short. Our oil, please.
Wash short on it. But yeah, it was great.
Did you go out after?
I didn't.
Ah, you didn't go out in London. You were in London. You didn't go out.
It was like a disaster to get out of there.
Was it?
It was like, we had to walk for like an hour to get a taxi. But it was just like chaotic. A few fights and all after.
Ah, yeah, I'd say so.
People trying to scale the barriers. I was like, I'm going to stand over here for a half an hour and wait for all this to cool down.
What do you mean, scale the barriers? Get over into
trying
it?
To get over to like when, like Anthony Joshua was talking to Fury, like, there was like people trying to scale the barrier and they were like going head to head with the security and stuff.
No way. It's always shit like that at the boxing, man. It's always trouble at the boxing.
I think that's what Crow Park are afraid of.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Understandable. But I went with Oosh. I didn't mention I went with them. Better mention that I went with Oosh. Mad to see like their logo on a short and all.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You worked with them years ago.
When they first started.
When Oosh first fucking started. That's
when they first started, I did a video for them. He showed me when I was over there. And it's just me and my ma's bedroom. Like my bedroom. Beside my ma's bedroom.
Of course. Yeah.
My box room. Yeah. And I was like saying...
boxing room.
I was like, do you like winning stuff or blah, blah, blah? This is legit. Not like the rest of them, like... not like the rest of them competition. This is legit. Like, I just thought it was funny. Like, the quality of the video is shite. Like, it's on an iPhone 3 or something.
Jesus.
It's mad. Like, and then they've... It's kind of full circle moment with it.
And now they're fucking... They're massive.
Massive. They got a load of, like, signed Tyson Fury gloves to give away. And I was like, can I have one? He's like, none left.
I mean... You got to see Tyson Fury from the side, so you can't be too disappointed. But
I know,
that would have been nice.
I am disappointed. I want more. I want this robe.
And it was a nightmare then getting out of London.
Crazy, like.
Did Oosh put you up in a hotel?
Yeah.
5-star?
4.
All right. Penthouse?
No.
Double room?
Thought it was going to be a fucking 5.
Ugh. No signed gloves.
No signed 4-star gloves. 4-star hotel.
I hope they flew you first class.
No.
Standard.
Standard.
Ryanair?
In the trenches of it.
Ah, oh, for fuck's sake. Fuck that.
Ryanair back British with Airways over. It's the first time I was on a British Airways flight.
Same plane, yeah, as Ryanair.
I think so, just that it says British Airways instead. Seems similar enough. Free drinks and all.
Oh, nice.
On that flight, yeah.
So you had a drink?
Just a Coke.
I go, well, yeah, with that.
No, I had a few cocktails.
Did you?
I'm back on it.
Yeah.
I've lost the run of myself again. There's cans all over the house.
I knew I could smell something.
I can't get into the kitchen. So they're all just piling up on top of me and I'm shouting again.
Fucking oosh.
I'm shouting again. It's like when you catch a mirror and you're talking to someone. They're like, you listen to me. I'm like, yeah.
There was something on this Saturday and I was excited to go to it. There was a car boot sale on. The first car boot sale in... Yeah, you think you'd love it.
I've been itching to go to one with Amy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was very disappointing.
The house. Go on.
This one's at... It was in St... It was St. Luke's? No. The church in Kilmore. It was in the church grounds in Kilmore. You pay €20 and you can get a stand and sell...
Did you do that?
Whatever you want. No, we were going to do it for the kids and the kids were just going to sell the bits and pieces because they wanted to do a lemonade stand in the garden and we were like, fucking freezing out in the train and no one's going to want to buy you lemonade and rice cakes, whatever the fuck. I wouldn't anyway. Sell loom bands or something.
Yeah, if I was saying something like kids in Kulak selling lemonade, I'd be like, I'm not getting
it. Keep it.
Keep that.
So we went to this... Just going to check it out because then maybe next month they'll do something, they'll sell something at the car boot sale. But we went and it was very disappointing. I was hoping to find like a diamond in the rough, but there was only like five or six cars.
What?
And one of them was, and I gave €10 to the kids. It says you can buy something and then maybe sell it online for a profit. Like, do you know what I mean? To make some money. So that's what they're mad about, making money. That, like, I wonder where they get it from.
They're starting to sound like me.
That's literally it.
Let alone you. That would be my goal. Would be the only reason I want to go is just to see if I can find, as you said, a diamond in the rough.
Yeah. I just found
there ain't no diamonds out there anymore. People are too clued in.
They're selling them on Facebook Marketplace instead.
Yeah.
Vinted and stuff like that.
Well, I'm on that. I know the buzzwords to type in to find them stuff.
What stuff?
The diamonds in the rough.
What do you type in?
I'm telling you.
Your secrets.
Just type in diamond in the rough.
Do you know, there was loads of shit, you know. I had a parasol out the back and then the wind destroyed that, so I had to break it all apart, and it's been at the side of my house for a while. And then other stuff that just kind of breaks, I just put it at the side of my house, and I cleared it all out the other day and I brought it to a recycling centre. And it reminded me of years ago. I used to break into the North Strand. It used to be a recycling centre, and me and my mates used to break in and rob the copper from it and bring the copper to a scrapyard, and you'd get money for the copper. And like, you'd have to get a washing machine and break the washing machine, and then you'd get the copper coil out of it and stuff like that. But there'd be loads of stuff like that that you get. But it reminded me, when I was clearing out the side of my house, I threw it all in the back of the car and I brought it to the recycling centre. And it reminded me of that time, and I just wanted to walk around the recycling centre, and I could see computers, and I was like, someone's just thrown that away. And I'm like, there's value in that. There's a little, even down here in the basement, there's like a load of computers and TVs and stuff like that that's just sitting there. And I'm like, surely to Jesus, you can rip a bit of copper off this or something.
Yeah.
Car scrapyard.
Some sort of material in it that is worth something, like.
I love that. I'm sure, like, the stuff that's being thrown out, there's value in it. And I just like looking around to see what there is. Oh, there's a George Foreman. I'm sure you can clean that up and sell that on Vinted.
We gave loads of clothes to Amy's sister to sell on Vinted, and we were going to just give them, actually gave like fucking like 8 bags of clothing to a charity shop there a few weeks ago, but we still had a bit left over, and we gave them to Amy's sister and she's fucking selling them all.
Making money.
People are buying all of them.
Yeah. Like that.
Gone.
Yeah.
At a pure loss, but like still better than not getting anything back for them, I suppose.
Yeah. It's like the 15-cent bottle return scheme or something.
Yeah.
You can get a few euros back for your old jumpers.
But there's people that, like, I've seen videos of people in America who, like, are millionaires off just, like, buying shit at flea markets and all and just flipping it.
Absolutely.
But, like, it's a slog.
Yeah, I can imagine.
7 days a week, like around the clock.
Be a full
time. Like, there's no time for them to rest. I'd just be out. If I met, like, as soon as I made a million, I'd be out. I'd be like, happy days.
Ah, gonna keep spend it going. You'd keep it blatant going.
I got scammed on Vinted this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I do a lot of buying on Vinted. I like buying stuff. And I'd been after a brown handbag. Saw this really nice one. It was up as a vintage leather handbag. I paid about 20 quid for it, I think. And it arrived during the week. Brand new. Penny's tag on it. Filled with, like, you know, the stuffing inside it to, like, puff out the bag and all. Hadn't been used. Brand new from Penny.
What was that advertised as?
A vintage brown leather handbag.
Was there a certain make on it? That
it was just like that it was vintage. But, like, I actually went on to the Penny's website. I could have bought it for 14 euro.
Oh,
pennies, and I paid 20 for it on Vinted.
A 6 euro lot. It's not too bad. It could have been worse.
Don't be upselling me new pennies, though. Like, and calling it vintage.
Can you refund it?
I got in touch with the seller and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, it wasn't mine, I didn't know. I was like, the tag is on it, like.
Did she send it back? Send you money?
She sent me a partial refund.
Even like
€6?
So I was I don't mind paying the price for it, but, like, don't be overcharging me for any stuff, yeah. So people are out there trying to upsell things like that.
Moira's on it. Moira's selling all the kids' clothes.
Is it working now? It's gone.
People buy it, like, instantly. If it's, if it's up.
A euro and here and there, like, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, a few euro. It's not worth the hassle, I don't think.
No.
It could be if you wanted it to be. But
I like the idea of putting things up and someone buying it, but I don't like the idea of having to, like, post it. And, like, getting the packaging and bringing it to the post office, like, and all
Vinted
of that.
It is really straightforward it gives you the label to print off. So it's paid for and everything by the person who buys it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you literally just have to put it in a package and print that label. You don't even pay at.
And I suppose you just put it in a, like, plastic bag and just wrap it up with, like, salad tape or something. Doesn't have to be, like, in
doesn't
a box.
Doesn't have to be fancy packaging, no.
Yeah. You getting ideas there now?
I can see the cogs turning in
my head.
Remember
one time I actually fucking went through a blade and I've sold loads of shit out of the gaff, like, 2 years ago that I just didn't use. Got, like, a fucking... about €2,000.
Did you really?
Yeah, just like a Nintendo Switch and just shit I wasn't using, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, there was a good bit, like, some tech stuff and all, like. I have a camera there that I want to sell.
What camera?
A Canon 750D or something. It's like from back in the day, like, know them ones?
Yeah, I mean, you'd nearly be better off holding on to that for till it becomes vintage. And it's just like a I don't know. It's
you get about 300 quid for it, though.
Do you know, some people say if you have a, like, I have a 2011 Ford Focus and it's starting to give up on us, like, do you know what I mean? You kind of want to send it to a scrapyard, but some people are saying, keep them shit cars because they'll be worth something in 20, 30 years' time. They become vintage cars.
Mm.
But I always think, who the fuck is going to be rocking up to that wedding in a Nissan Micra?
It'd look cool, though, in 30 years.
Do you think so?
Ah, yeah. People are like, what the fuck?
Oh, look at that Yaris. Oh, that's a classy gal showing up in a Toyota Corolla. Fuck's sake. But they are, like, Ford Fiestas go for a lot of money now.
The old ones? 90 ones?
Yeah.
My ma had loads of them. That was my ma's first car, actually, was a Ford Fiesta.
When I was making...
wine one.
When I was making Home Time, it's based in the 90s and I wanted a load of 90s cars in the background. I couldn't get loads of 90s cars in the background, but I came across a Ford Fiesta kind of group. So it's just loads of people that have Ford Fiestas and they loved them. And they're just kind of classic vintage cars now, Ford Fiestas. They just would have been trashy cars years ago, like cheap, trashy, crappy cars.
They'd be worth a few quid now.
Now they're worth a few quid and they loved them. They really take care of
them. Few grand, like.
Oh, loads of money, yeah. Yeah.
What did you say you drive?
Ford Focus.
And then didn't Ford stop making the Focus?
Did they?
Yeah, so that will be worth a few quid.
Oh, well, then I'm not selling it or sending it to scrap.
It's worth now anyway.
Well, it's not worth much now.
Better off keeping it.
Yeah.
What would you get? 500 quid?
No, probably €7,000.
Would you?
Cars are expensive, man. Yeah.
2011.
Yeah, November 2025, Ford confirmed the production of the Ford Focus will end in at the end of 2025. No. Give that another 5-10 years. Be worth loads.
500 quid.
500 quid, Darren.
What's that worth? 500?
Get a bike for 500.
It depends the condition of the car, though. It could be fucking bollocks and needs a load of work done. You just want to get rid of it for 500. That could happen.
Yeah.
Happened with Amy and our cash guy. Just give us 400 quid for it.
Did you sell a cash guy for 400 quid? Jesus, darling. Did you? Should a Catholic... What's it, the Catholic converter?
No, six. It was like an 06 or something. Like it was bollocksed.
Jesus, man.
What, is your car a petrol or a diesel?
Mine?
Yeah.
Diesel.
1.6?
Yeah.
You get anywhere between 2.5 to 4 for it now on Dundee.
Not quite 7, is
not
it?
Not quite 7. Could be. Not quite 500 either.
Well, I mean, okay. It's not. What can you do when you live in a shoe?
It was down in Wicklow. We're looking for a place. You know, Maura does our family reunions. There's like 100 people every 2 years get together. We have to find a place that can host 100 people for the weekend, and it's entertaining and the stuff for the kids to do and shit like that. So we went to this place called Hidden Valley that I never knew was there. It's like a holiday resort, but you can camp there, like you can have a camper van, or you can rent a chalet that you had. And I thought these places don't really exist anymore, other than Trebolgan. And actually, Trebolgan shut down. Because I suggested Trebolgan and we went looking for it. That's closed down now as well.
How long has that closed down?
Since 2022.
Oh.
During COVID.
I thought it was just closed down years.
I thought, in my head, there's nowhere like this. You can just kind of rent hotels and make your own entertainment. But there's still places like this place, Hidden Valley. And I even asked AI, and AI never gave me this Hidden Valley.
Slop.
It was, yeah, it's shy. So we went and we checked it out, and there's like laser tag and stuff that we were doing with the kids, and it's good. And then we went to a restaurant nearby afterwards to get a bit of
food. Just to have a look, was it?
Just to have a look and just have a feel to see if it would be suitable. And it would be. It was good. But then when we were in the restaurant, the manager came over to us, and he was like, "Oh, I'll set you up here." And then he came over and he says to me, "You look a lot like a comedian online." And it was so awkward because I was like, I probably am the comedian. And I was like, "Oh, what's your name?" And I was like, Joe McGuckin. And he's like, no, I don't think so. And I'm like,
he is thinking you now.
He was like, I don't know who Joe McGuckin is. I don't know who the fuck it is. And I'm trying to convince him that I'm the person that I think he thinks he is. And it's just this weird, awkward standoff. And I'm like, I don't know, I am. He goes, I don't think so. What's your name? And I was like, Joe McGuckin. And then he's like, oh, I don't know. I'll Google you. What's And then he Googled Joe McGuckin. And he's like, no, you're not coming up. I don't think it's that. And I'm like, no, I am Joe McGuckin. But, and I'm probably not coming up. But let's have a look. And he was spelling my name wrong. And then I had to type. I had his phone. And I'm typing in my name to show him that I'm famous or something. To show him that I'm who he thinks I am. And then when I typed my name in, a Chadwick's video came up. And he goes, it is you. It is you. And then he goes, I thought your name was Chadwick. He thought I was Chadwick's. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. But then he told me of another place. Like, after I got to know him, then I was chatting to him for a bit. And then he told me of another holiday place that's even less known than the place we went to. Like, these places are Google-proof because they're sold out. They're booked out constantly. They don't need SEO optimization. And it's another place called River Valley. And it's like Lidl and Aldi, like two brothers competing against each other. That two brothers own both places. Right. And then we went down there, and it's just amazing that you don't know that these places are there.
I never heard of it. I was looking up, funny enough that you said it, like the like log cabins.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can go to. No, they have like jacuzzis and stuff. I was like, they look cool. I was like saying to Amy, I'd love to go there for a weekend. But they're all booked out.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
What do you have to do? Like, how do you even book it?
A year in advance.
There's like huts or igloo thingies that have like they're see through and they're just like in the forest. Do you ever see them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are they called?
That's just, what's the name?
Like glamping thingies, like.
Yeah, but there's a big hotel up the north that has them.
Yeah,
and you can look out and see the northern lights and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, lovely.
You wouldn't be able to do the jiggy though.
Yeah.
I feel like there'd be cameras in the bushes and all. People with binoculars. Say my arse.
Just put a blanket over you. Jiggy. You'd be in the middle of the forest. Nobody would know you there. You'd be like a wild animal.
That's it, yeah.
Rawr. Is it?
That's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Be like,
staying in a light bulb.
A little snow globe.
Little snow globe.
I think they're all as well put in the forest so that like your face and the trees, no one can see in on you.
Just the people with the binoculars?
Yeah, just the weirdos in the bushes.
Well, hopefully they get onto us now after us talking about it on the podcast and they can free up a date.
It's Airbnb, no? Are they all just...
No, that's Finlock Resort.
Finlock Resort.
Shout out.
Shout out to Finlock Resort. This podcast is sponsored by Finlock Resort. If you want to go to Finlock, give us a shout.
You'd be like David Blaine staying in one of them yokes. Is that Darren Conway in a ball?
Is he doing a social experiment?
The fuck is that? What's Darren doing in the forest in a ball?
I got there to go and stay in this light bulb.
But it's great. Yeah, them little cabin in the woods are lovely as well.
Are you Lord of the Rings fans?
Yeah.
No.
There's ones up in Mayo that are like built in.
The Hobbit huts.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The little houses.
Yeah.
In Mayo?
I think it's Mayo or Sligo.
I like We're Lord of the Rings, but do I like it that much? No.
I wish I was a massive fan of something the way people are fans of it. Do you know what? I drove past a bloke the other day and he was wearing shorts and he had a big, massive liver board on the back of his calf. I wish I loved anything as much as...
Liverpool.
I wish I loved anything as much as Liverpool fans love Liverpool.
They're regrettable tattoos though, yeah?
I don't know. I'd love to ask them.
Like, when did you get that, mate?
Oh, on the forearms. You ever see fucking Liverpool crests on the forearm? That's there forever.
I love Man United.
Yeah.
I don't love them enough to get a tattoo.
No. That's
I don't
crazy.
Think they love Liverpool or a football team enough to get a tattoo. It's just like they just got it.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Look, I know Liverpool fans that love Liverpool and are so angry when they lose. So angry.
Like crying, like.
Shouting. I was shouting again.
All the cans are all over the gaff because Liverpool lost.
Like really fucking, really angry. And even yesterday I was in the pub and Liverpool was playing and they won.
Scored in the last minute.
Fucking night in the 100th minute.
Would have been a few points clear then of the top four.
There was a lot of happy lunatics then.
So there's nothing that you love, like where you absolutely love, like.
Other than me kids, like.
Don't mind them.
But even then, I think they love Liverpool more than I love me kids.
I think so.
I don't have any tattoos of my kids.
So you're saying you wish you had something that you just like love that much.
No, people like, people get married and they have Lord of the Rings themed marriage.
Star Wars themed stuff.
I don't care enough about anything.
Remember I had a Darth Vader balloon at me 30th?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was a bit weird. Like, I don't like Star Wars that much to have a Darth Vader balloon at me 30th.
But somebody else made that decision.
Like, I think it was just pure floating by the DJ, but fucking boot. I was like, Amy, I like Star Wars. Fucking brilliant film. Films, like, bar a few, bar the new ones. But I don't know what possessed you to get me that.
It's just weird. Like somebody has a Darren Conway tattoo on his arse cheek.
I forgot about that, yeah. Wow. What does it say? Something about a salad or something? Or?
Yeah.
No, what did it say?
I can't remember exactly what. It was one of your quotes. Does your dad have a bat with you?
Oh, something like, I'm at that putting the bat down for you or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's mad.
A fucking tattoo.
Why? Why did he get that? Locked one night.
Ah, yeah.
Bet you won't get someone on the internet's quote on you. Bet you won't get DC, fella. Imagine, like. Wonder does he listen to this podcast?
If you do, email stala@goloudnow.com.
Just to raise your hand, to say that you're listening and you're still active.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting tattoos of me, there's a good chance you mightn't be with us anymore.
Would you be comfortable in his company?
What?
Would you be comfortable in his company, or would you be like afraid?
I'd be intimidated by it.
Would you?
It's like that Alan Partridge episode.
Yeah, yeah. Super.
He probably has loads of them now. He probably has me on his belly. Like that. Like Stevo. Not do I Stevo has tattoo of himself. I'll be like, all right, I'll just get the fob going there. We send him back down to the reception. That's gas though.
Do you ever think you'd get to a point where you need security?
No.
Would you like to get to a point where you need security?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I seen a video.
I'd love to not be able to leave the house.
There's a video of Ice Spice getting clattered in McDonald's. That, yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She, but she was just out and about by herself, like,
yeah.
In McDonald's or wherever the fuck was.
A bit of a munch.
Yeah.
Probably had a few drinks, went for something to eat.
Isn't that mad?
Sad, though.
What?
She needs security, like.
She should have security. She should have security.
If I was in fucking Supermax and someone came up and boxed me in the mouth, I'd get security the next day.
Would you?
Like, I need security. I have to get them.
That's why you should get to the boxing gym, man. That's why you should start training.
I don't need security. I'm going to be my own security.
Yeah.
Anyone wear a suit all the time. And if anyone comes up and digs me, I'll just dig them back.
Yeah. Just talking to your slave. Oh, we have Darren Conway's on the move. He's on the move. DC's on the move.
Does anyone in Ireland have security? Any famous person have security? Like
Conor McGregor has your man. The you see him, he's the bouncer from in a few different... From Iceland.
Back in the day, yeah.
He floats around with him. Yeah. Everyone... Yeah, the politicians yeah, yeah. Have...
They come in here sometimes and they're with...
Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Mossad. Mossad.
Who's that?
That's the Israeli CIA.
You know too much.
Everyone knows Mossad.
Not me. What would I have to do to get security? What kind of career move do I need to have? What kind of transition? How do I reinvent myself to get security?
Imagine you were going in a taxi with a taxi driver who hated you. That'd be scary.
I'll just tell him to shut up.
I'll box the head out of you.
So get me security after you. Which is me. So be quiet. The framing of that on me there looks good.
Yeah.
Nice and tight like.
Let me ask you one thing. Have you ever heard of Japanese toilets?
I presume they're just toilets, no?
I went to a showroom. I went to a toilet showroom on the weekend. I had a very busy weekend. I went to a toilet showroom because Moira wants to get a new toilet, but she wants to get a Japanese toilet.
They're the ones that wash your bum.
Yeah. So a little hose.
They're like fucking state of the art. Like
you like them?
I think I seen one in a film. And like, it's basically just an iPad or something that you shit in. Isn't it? Has everything like, no? Am I wrong?
Well, it cleans your bum. A little stick comes out. You're on your phone. There's an app and different power. You can change the powers. A little stick comes out and it has kind of hoses that kind of sprinkle up at your bum if you don't pee or a poo. And it cleans you. And I think it's disgusting. Because yeah. I think it would just be spraying other people's poo onto your bum somehow. And also when the stick comes out, men have stuff that kind of dangle down into the toilet. So it'll just be pushing off that. And so then you'd be touching the same. I think it's horrible.
I think there's a reason why Irish households don't have them.
What's wrong with a bit of tissue paper?
Why does she want one of them?
Because she thinks that they're cool.
Mm. You'd end up getting rid of that.
I'd fall in as well. I'd snap the stick or something. I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't...
And who's going to fix it?
Not me. I'd be sticking my hand in there.
Is there someone... Like, because a plumber from Finglas isn't going to fix a Japanese toilet, is he?
He might.
Or from Kulak, in your sake.
It's just a toilet. I think it's... You know,
it's just bits attached to it, is there?
It's... There was a... So... In the toilet showroom, obviously it doesn't work, but they have toilets in the toilet showroom and they have Japanese toilets in the showroom. So Moira went in to use one of the toilets in the toilet showroom.
It's a usable one, like?
An actual... And then she went in and she was like, that was amazing.
Jesus.
And then she's like, Joe, you have to try it out. I'm like, no.
You just went.
She's like, we came all the way to the showroom and you're not going to try it. And I'm like, I think this is weird. I think this is so fucking weird. Like, I can wipe me own arse. I don't need a machine to clean me arse after I have a poop or a pee.
There's a such thing as toilet wipes as well.
Yeah.
And that gets you sorted.
I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Would you like one of them toilets?
No.
Too much, yeah.
I wasn't raised on that kind of stuff. Like,
people have smart bins now where they wave over the bin and the bin open. I'm like, stand on it. Just stand on the fucking lid. Will you wave at it?
Yeah, but it never works. Like, it works for like a week or two and then it doesn't work and you just have to lift the lid.
Yeah.
I didn't intentionally buy that one. I just bought a bin and that was a part of it. I didn't even notice. Like,
is it gross? Not your bin. The hose in your...
It's like a bidet.
It's like a bidet, but...
Bidet?
It's
like a bidet.
I also think they're kind of disgusting.
What, bidets? I like them.
Bidets. Little hose, getting a hose up there.
Nah. They're always on holidays in Spain, aren't they? What's like a bidet and a toilet in one then?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that has like little hoses and stuff that you can see.
With different pressures and different distances. You can change the distance. You can change the pressure. You can change the timing.
Music? Is there a speaker in it now?
Yeah, yeah. It says...
Bluetooth.
Cleaning bum now. And it says... And it starts
cleaning. Does it say that?
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't say...
It does. And has loads of...
It doesn't say cleaning bum now. It says like cleaning in progress or something.
Clean in progress. You're just sitting there like that. Ooh.
Like that. Oh, that's not bad, that.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh, just use a toilet roll, for Jesus' sake.
I know.
I mean, maybe it's more hygienic. I don't know, man.
It probably is.
Maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe we're disgusting. Maybe the Japanese are saying, hang on, you take a shit and then you just wipe it with some soft paper.
Weirdos.
Not good enough.
Yeah. Just do an AC Slater. boys, do you ever have an AC Slater? What's that? Oh, no, what's that? Like when you look sit backwards. Like AC Slater on the chair and say by the bell in school.
How does that sound for you? Do you think, as a woman, is that... I think it's weird for a man because we have bits that hang down that would kind of interfere with it, I think.
I don't,
but maybe for the women, it probably seems a little bit more hygienic. No? It's weird.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah. And then it dries you. There's a dryer because obviously you'd be wet. Oh. So then it blows air to dry you.
Also has a hairdryer attached to it that comes out if you want your hair dried.
Mm. You can wash your head.
Like if they're self-cleaning, I think.
They're self-cleaning.
Yeah, it would depend on how hygienic it is afterwards. After you finish, like, what's the cleaning process?
If you came over to my house and I had a Japanese toilet, would you press the cleaning function?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'd be uncomfortable with you using my Japanese toilet, do you know what I mean? With somebody else coming into my house and using my toilet, I'd just be like, oh, it'd be like you using my toothbrush or something.
Yeah, like, kind of would, actually. Like that, yeah. People that are over in your house bursting. It's just like, can't go. It's theirs.
Like, you can shit in it, but don't clean yourself. Like, when I'm having a little cup of tea, you're like, I'll be back in a minute.
It'd be good to have the option that you can... It'd be good to have the option that you can still wipe, though.
Well, I'm sure, you can probably do both.
Fuck it, just get it.
No.
If she likes it, get it.
No.
How much is it?
£700.
I thought you were going to say a few thousand.
You can nearly get 2 Ford Focuses for that.
No, you'd only get 1. 500. Maybe put some petrol in it, out the rest.
I think they're weird. But 50 million sold worldwide. So
proof's in the toilet. Said the pudding.
Said Bad Choice Awards.
Yeah. Will we leave it there?
Right
then. Sound. Grand. Do you want to plug Ant before you go? Give them your social media handle.
Yeah, find me on all the socials. All the socials.
I'm on them all. Just type me name and I'm on all them.
Ooh. Yeah, chest a little crack there. Right, we'll talk to you next week. All the best.
With everything else?
With all of it.
See ya.
Do I sold my car on Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.